We are learning Masechtas Bava Kamma, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Tanu Rabbanon. Zok the Braisa, Tanu Rabbanon, Ra Shar Nagach. The behema saw Ishar and gored the behema. Shar, Loi Nagach. Saw Shar, he was not, did not gore. Shar Nagach. They saw Shar was Nagach, Shar Loi Nagach. And then it wasn't going to the next one. Shar Nagach, the third time already. And then Shar Loi Nagach. Nasemu le Serugil Meshvarim. He becomes a mu'ud. This behemoth becomes a mu'ud now to gore shvarim every second shar. And Batsim, if you look at this order, it said it saw a shar nagach, then missed one. Saw one, stopped, and missed one. And then saw one, really right then, your mu'ud. You don't need the last shar loy nagach. Like Tosh speaks out, spikadi namar, it's extra. You don't need that. The point is, it's mu'ud le serugim. And it says mu'ud le serugim le shvarim, which sounds like Rav Papa's halacha, that Stam is Lamino, not Lainamino, which Tosfos, the next Tosfos, talks about that. And Tosfos says, because it saw other behemoths and didn't kick at all, didn't gore at all, therefore we knew it wasn't a mu'ud for other behemoths. But we're learning from here, there's something called a mu'ud l'seirugim. Every other one is called a mu'ud, and therefore every other one, if it gores, every other shar will be chayim nezek shalom, but if it does two in a row, it'll be chayim chatzi nezek, because it's not a mu'ud for three in a row. It's a mu'ud for every other one. Tanu Rabbanan, ra shar nagach, chamar lo nagach. It saw a shar and it was gored it, chamar le nagach. Sus nagach, gamar le nagach. It saw a horse and it gored the horse. It saw a camel le nagach, peret nagach. It saw a mule nagach, aroi the wild donkey le nagach. Nase mu'ud l'serugin l'kail. It's a mu'ud for all type of animals l'serugin. Every second animal it sees, it's a mu'ud for that. It gores every second animal, so it's a mu'ud l'serugin for all animals. Not dafka for shavarim like before, it's for any min, because here it was all different minim. Again, the pastures, this all like Rav Papa. And we'll see most of the Gemaras will be stumble like Rav Papa, which Rabbeinu Chananel points out already. Rabbeinu Chananel holds that we pass like Rav Papa, since a lot of these Gemaras are going according to Rav Papa. Tosfos and all the Tosfim tries to work out that could be for Rabbi's Vid as well. Look at Gemara Vayta. And Bailu, we're going according to Rav Papa now, right? That the halacha is that a shar, if you only gore shvarim, so then you're only mu'ud l'shvarim, not for other things. So what happens if it gores naga shar? Shar v'shar, chamar v'gamal. So three shars in Rodan and chamar v'gamal. So you look at it one way. Mahu. High shar bashar, vasa sharm's nirlo. The last shar, the third shar, you go with the other two shars, so it's a mu'ud l'shvarim. And not a mu'ud for chamar v'gamal, not a mu'ud for other medium, because there's only two of those. By kata shvarim with the eye, with the finger, like, yeah, it's only mu'ud for shvarim, not for anything else. Adilma, high shar bashar, vasa chamar v'gamal. Oh, you look at it like this. That the first shar and shar is one category, then shar, chamar v'gamal is another category, and we mu'ud for everything. That's the shayla. And now it's an imtim salami. The imtim salami, you say that the three shars are in a row, so the shar goes back to that shar. What about the opposite case? If it's chamar v'gamal, he gores a chamar v'gamal, then a shar. Shar v'shar. Now, high shar kama basa chamar v'gamal, you put it after the chamar v'gamal, so then it's a mu'ud for all minim, all different type of animals. It's a mu'ud for all minim. Idilma, basa shvarim shadin lava kato shvarim with the ayat, or it goes basa the shvarim, which means the third one in a row goes with that, kato shvarim with the ayat. Lamina chilo ayat, it's only mu'ud the shvarim, not for anything else. Anu shayla, what happens if, that's tomorrow's answer to the shaylas, tomorrow's another shayla, which also be an intim slam with the next one. Let's say the behemoth gores on a Shabbos, then it goes, after that Shabbos, it goes Echa b'Shabbos, Shem b'Shabbos, Sunday and Monday. So really you have three Shabbos in a row, but the last Shabbos is together with a pattern of Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, which would mean that he's a mu'ud for all weekday days as well, because three in a row. Now, high Shabbos, best rice, the boss of Shabbos, the third Shabbos, you put it with the other first two, the Kash Shabbos, the item was really high. You see, it's a mu'ud of Shabbos, not for Moshe Chol. Or maybe you say that you go boss of Echa b'Shabbos, Shem b'Shabbos, and the third Shabbos, it goes with that, and therefore, it's a mu'ud for all days of the week. Now, there, the Shabbos goes together with other Shabbos. What about Shabbos like this? If you have Thursday, hey, v'Shabbos, Thursday, v'Erev Shabbos, Friday, v'Shabbos, and then Shabbos, v'Shabbos. Now, hi, Shabbos, kamay, sebosa, hey, Shabbos, v'Erev Shabbos, in love. It looks like 3 days in a row. So it's all days, v'yayad l'kulim, you mu'ud every day, even the weekday. V'idilma, hi, Shabbos, kamay, so the third Shabbos, which is the first of the group of Shabbosim, the third goring, which is the third, which is the first of the three Shabbos, is High Shabbos Kamaisa, Bas Shabbos to the Shilinle. You put a bus for the three Shabbos. The Shabbos the eye, and the only Shabbos is Mu'ud Teiku. So the more obliged to Teiku these Shilas. Again, these Shilas also sound like a pop up that we only a Mu'ud Laminoi, and not Mu'ud Lein Aminoi. And like Tosfos tries to work it out how it could be work a few hours. But also, what the Ben Chanan says, all these Gemaras are going to Rav Papa. And the Gemara's shaila is, when you have this group of three, that the middle one could go both ways, what's the halacha? For example, like, Shar, Chamar, Gamal. Do you say that Shar goes up to Shar and Shar, or Chamar, Gamal? By Shabbos also, which Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, does the Shabbos go with the two Shabbos, or does it go with Sunday, Monday? That's the Shalom Gemara. Everyone comes out, Teiku. Another Gemara here. Nagach Shar Yom Tesva B'chaydesh. The Shar gores someone on the 15th day of the month. Let's go with Nisan, 15th of Nisan. And then an ear was on the 16th day of the month. And on Sivan was the 7th day of the month. So here, is that a muid ledilug? Is it a muid that every month, the next day, it's a muid? Which means, it'll be a muid for Yud Ches Tammuz. So on one hand, you say it's already three times. On the other hand, it's not really three jumps, only two jumps. Because jump number one was from Tesvav to Zayin, and second one, Tazayin to Yudzayin. It's only two dilugim, not three dilugim, not three jumps. So how do you look at this? You look at this as a mood already for Yud Ches Tammuz, or you have to wait till a fourth one, which would mean you have to have Tesvav, Tazayin, Yudzayin, Yud Ches, and the next month, then it can become a mood, because then you already see the pattern. Because a jump from Tesvav to Zayin, Tazayin to Yudzayin, Yudzayin, Yud Ches. So this is the Machlokes Rav Shmuel and Mesechus Nida. Plug to the Rav Shmuel, the Itmar, when it comes to Vestas, that we Isha could be kaveh a vest. That means if you see his dam on the same day in every month, that's a vest hachoydesh, it's a vest kavua, and we assume that day of the month she'll see dam. What happens if it's every month, it's the next day? That's called the vest hadiluk. And the shayla is like this, the itmar. Rosh yom tesvav b'chaydesh, she sees on the 15th day of Nisan. And she sees on the 16th day of Ir. And she sees on the 17th day of Sivan. Rabba makavala vest, she's kaveh a vest, ledilug, because she skips a day, and you're at three times, you already have Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan. Mishmuel, no, it's Tash ledilug, you need a third dilug. So you have to have Yud Ches Tammuz in order to kaveh that vest, ledilug, and that's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Now Rashi points out that we had a halacha, not a machlokes, a braisa, Amud Aleph, that said that you have to say Rugen, which means you see a Shar Nagach, Shar Loi Nagach, Shar Nagach, Shar Loi Nagach, Shar Nagach, Shar Loi Nagach. So what's that law? If I have it three times, it's a vest kavua. Ah, it's only two serugim, only two skips. Because you have from the in between one and two, and between two and three. So then you skipped it twice. So maybe that's telling Chalik's Rav and Shmuel also. So Rashi says, yes, you're right. It's only if you're Rav, that price though. But if you're Shmuel, you're takani, another one. That's what Rashi speaks out. Rashi, at the end of the Masmur of Shmuel, says, Venera, the hach braisa nami daisin le'el, roh shor v'nogach, shor v'nogach, l'rav nasamu d'ktoni ashtishis koye. V'shmu hokam, v'nasamu l'serugim, that when it kicks another time, and it gores another time, pain has inshallah. But Tosfos, the Masmur Yoyim, the last words of Tosfos, the last four lines, he asked the kash, and he says, you have to mechalak in serugim shal yomim and serugim shal shvarim. He doesn't explain the difference. You have to, I in the achreinim will explain shad and Tosfos. Zogtim varvait, amur rava. Shama kol shefa v'nogach, if the behemoth heard a kol shefa and gored, kol shefa v'nogach, he heard again the kol shefa v'nogach, again the third time, he hears the shefa and he starts kicking, he starts goring. Now some mu'ud shefaros. Now every time there's a shefa, it becomes a mu'ud, and if he gores after that with a shefa, after hearing a shefa, the loch will be paid as a shalom. So Rav Pshita, Ramah Tayma, you would think, hach shefa kama su devamam, who made the first shefa doesn't count, because maybe there he just got scared, he jumped out of his skin, and that's why he gored. So maybe it doesn't count that's called a mu'ud. Kamash v'lon, let's read in Talmud time. Su'udiv al-mu'ud d'nakde, kamash v'lon, no, that it is called a mu'ud l'shefarois. It's a mu'ud when he hears a shefer that he gores and he pays nezek shalom. So the mishnah v'ayta, new mishnah. Shor shal Yisrael shenagach shor shal hegdish. A Jewish-owned shor gored a shor shal hegdish, or a shal hegdish shenagach shor shal hegdish, or a hegdish shor gored a hedyet shar, potter, both ways a potter. Shnema shar re'eu v'loy shar hektish. Hektish is disqualified from all parish of Mazik in both ways. Sai if the hedyet is mazik the hektish, and sai if the hektish is mazik the hedyet, they're disqualified as potter from the zikin. What about non-Jew? That's the next halacha. Shar shal Yisrael shenagach l'shar shal kanani. A shar of Yisrael gored a shar of a non-Jew, potter, your potter. V'shal kanani shal shal Yisrael, but a non-Jew that gored ishar shal yisrael bein tam bein muv mesham mesham sayat tam sayat muv pinin shalom. So he's yode al tachtoina the guy. If the yisrael gores the non-Jewish owned animal, you're potter. If the non-Jewish animal gores our animal, pinin shalom the first time already. So that at a disadvantage. And we'll see the Gemara will dash from Sukkim for all this, for Hekdesh and for non-Jewish owned behemoths. So the first Gemara will discuss Hekdesh. Our Mishnah says, when it comes to Hekdesh, Saif HaHedyet gores the Hekdesh, Saif the Hekdesh gores the Hedyet, the Pot. So the Gemara, Masisim, look at Shimon Manasseh. Our Mishnah is not like Shimon Manasseh. The Tanya, went to the Brai. So, Shor Shal Hedyet, this is Tanakama, same Tanakama like Arab Mishnah, Shor Shal Hedyet, Shnaga Shor Shal Hekdesh, or Shal Hekdesh, Shnaga Shor Shal Hedyet, Pot, the Pot. Shnaga Shor Shal Hekdesh, Shor Shal Hekdesh, Shor Shal Hekdesh, Shor Shal Hekdesh. Rav Shimon Nasi Aymer, Shor Shal Hekdesh, which means it's Patek Lagamri. Shimon Nasi says, no, it's different. There's a difference. Rav Shimon Nasi Aymer, Shor Shal Hekdesh, Shnaga Shor Shal Hedyet, it's Patek Taka. If the Hekdesh goes our Shor, it's Taka Patek. But Vashal Hedyet, Shnaga Shor Shal Hekdesh, Bein Tam, Bein Muin, Vashal Nezik Shalom. Either way, it pays Nezik Shalom. It has advantage to the Hekdesh. So Ramar wants to know, what's Pshat on this? Amri Maika Shavar Rav Shimon, what's Pshat on Rav Shimon? I Re'eu Dafka, if Re'eu means dafka re'eu, and then Hekdesh is disqualified. So I feel shahedish, not shahedish, lift. It's reparta from the whole nezikin. Even if the hedit gores the Hekdesh, it's reparta because it's not re'eu. V'irei lav dafka, if re'eu is lav dafka, and Hekdesh is included in re'eu, so then I feel the Hekdesh nami, can not let the hedit l'chayiv, it should be chayiv. When Hekdesh hits us, why should we reparta? V'chitei, maybe you say like this, which Manasseh holds. L'olam k'sav re'eu dafka, and Hekdesh is completely disqualified. So why if a hedit hits the Hekdesh, are you chayiv? Not because of the pasuk. Pasuk pasuk from a kav chaymer. Umiu the headed the kinogach the hekdesh. Harim time the chayv no yechayv. So look a meisel of a kav chaymer the headed. Make kav chaymer headed. Uma headed shnagash a headed. Madach if I my shor gorzo headed shor chayv kinogach the hekdesh the hilge hekdesh like kozik and shouldn't be chayv. Of course you chayv. That's something that has meil in it. Of course I'm chayv on that. It's more chashu. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, then dialogue meaningless can idden. If you're learning it out from Hedid, it can't be better than Hedid. Malahala on Tom Chatzinezek. How can I make Chatzinezek? You're going to Chatzinezek. Why pay Nezek Shalom? So we're stumped over here. We don't know Pshat Shem Ramanasya. Either, if he holds where Eo is Dafka, so you put the Legamri both ways. If Eo is Lav Dafka, so why is Hekdesh Chayiv? And don't tell me you're learning out, really, where Eo is Dafka. You're learning out Hekdesh from Hedid because the Chari didn't have a diet. So Gemara Elam Rashlokish, Hach Kolhoi Bechal Nezek Shalom. Really, everything really, if you think about it, was Pachal Nezek Shalom. It's Shalom and Shalom. It's about everything, even by Hedit. So what happened? Because part of the cause of Re'eu, when the Miyat of Re'eu came, it came Gabi Tam. Re'eu, the Tam of Shalom and Chatzin Nezek, Mechal, the Hedit of Tam of Shalom and Shalom. Same like this. Really, when my Shor damaged someone, has to pay Nezek Shalom. It's like a movie. That's paying Nezek Shalom all the time. Sai Hekdesh, Sai Hedit. There's a special din that a Tam pays Chatzin Nezek. That din was only said by Re'eu. Not by Hekdesh, only by Re'eu, only by your friend. So that's why when you damage Hekdesh, you have to pay Nezek Shalom. You know why? Because you don't have the Heter of Re'eu to face Chatzin Nezek. But the only question will be is, okay, so then why, if Hekdesh hits us, it's Pater? L'chari, you don't have a Miyat of Re'eu, so why is it Pater? Re'eu is only by Tam. So we'll pick out what Rashi says in a second. Let's finish the Gemara. So El Amar Shlokish, Hakali B'chal Nezek Shalom, it's probably because of Re'eu Gabi Tam, Re'eu with the Tam Shalom Chatzin Nezek, and Chal, the Hekdesh, when Tam B'Mu'ud Mishalom Nezek Shalom, because there's no Miyat of Re'eu by Hekdesh, and therefore it goes to regular Din Shalim Mishalom of Mu'ud, Din Kain, Tapit Om, but Nichtev Krala, Hai Re'eu Gai Mu'ud, don't say Re'eu Gai Mu'ud, it says Gabi Tam, tell you, only by Tam you have the Miyat of Re'eu. So that's what we're saying, when we damage Hekdesh, B'Nezek Shalom, we don't have the Miyat of Re'eu. When you damage a Hekdesh, we have the Miyat of Re'eu, it says Tam B'Chatzin Nezek. The only question is, when Hekdesh damages us, why the Pater? They don't have Miyat of Re'eu. So Rashi, the Maskel, the Imkain asks this kash on Lam Zayin on Beis, and Rashi says, "If a Hekdesh behead your party, you know why? The Hekdesh is v'chal muud loy haya. It's not v'chal muud. Lekel emem v'huud v'valov. You can't say v'huud v'valov because no bialim. The kol shkein b'tam the chesiv v'chiru v'shar ish. It's not called shar ish, and therefore it's miut. And then Rashi says another pshat. We're not going to say over the second pshat. Rashi block upon him. That's what's coming out. That's pshat on Shimon ben Manasseh. So bottom line is, Machlokes Tanakama Shimon Manasseh. Tanakama says that Hekdesh is part of both ways. You're part of Hekdesh, and Hekdesh part of you. Shimon Manasseh says no. That if you damage the Hekdesh Shashar, the halach is that you pay Nezek Shalom. If Hekdesh damages us, they are potter, and like we explained tomorrow from the drashas. And that's Shema, tomorrow's daf will continue with the non-Jewish Shar.